With Antoine Barnes starting camp on the PUP list, the Jets added depth and competition to their pass rush by signing veteran Jason Bavin. Today, number 58 took the field with his new teammates.
Whatever can help the team. I don't know. We didn't have a big discussion about it. I love the game. I love to play football. And he said, we'd like to have you. And I said, good enough for me. And I think today is just, like I said, it's a lot of learning. And just kind of getting my feet wet and understanding the. For me, it's really the verbiage. You know, say, hey, this is what this play's called. And I kind of have to memorize it.
I think the first thing that jumps out about Bavin is obviously the production he's had throughout his career as a pass rusher. Has a relentless motor. So that part of it, we're excited about, and the way he'll fit in with the guys that we already have. It's going to give us great depth. I mean, we brought this guy in to contribute, and it does give us depth. You know, as you know, how much he plays. Is he a starter in the sub team? Is he a backup in base? That's where we have him, you know, penciled in. But obviously, the competition's going to determine all that type of stuff.
How are you going to help Jason Bavin once he comes here and hopefully passes a physical and signs his contract with this team?
Well, just the little things. I mean, he's already an outstanding pass rusher, man. And, you know, I don't know how much dropping he's done in his career. But, you know, hopefully he's done a little bit the way he can get in and kind of just do it naturally. But just, you know, with the terminology. And that's pretty much it. I mean, the guy's been in the league, I want to say 10 years. So it's not like this is his first rodeo. He's done it before. So, I mean, I'm going to ask him questions, man. How you getting to the quarterback so much? So, yeah, man, once he come in, he's one of the brothers, man.
I need to be asking him how I can get things going. But, you know, he's a veteran. But I'm looking forward to, you know, working with that guy in the D-line, you know, room. You know, I know his resume speaks for itself. So, hopefully, you know, we can work together and accomplish some great things on the field.
Yeah, who doesn't want to play in Rex's defense? Oh, when you come out here in a situation like this and you see these guys making their calls, making their checks, you know, and I'm still learning everybody's names and getting numbers on the fly. But just to see, it's like a well-oiled machine, you know, like coaches are making the signals, the calls, everyone's talking to each other, and you're like, this is the way it's supposed to be. It's really exciting.
Clearly, he's a guy that we're excited to get from the standpoint. We know we have a proven commodity there, and I know he's 34 years old and things like that, but quite honestly, if he was 30 years old, we wouldn't have seen him. You know, he would have been where he was, but he's, you know, he plays like a young man. And I think that's, I've always been a fan of his and fortunate that we're able to get him.